Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Before I give you that, what business are you? What do you all do?
We do property reports, phone number lookups, driving records, different type of reports.
I'm not sure I know who you are. I got a phone message from you and from someone named Darian. Is there such a person
okay.
there?
Yes, sir. What's your email address?
I'm sorry. I'm not giving you any more information. I got a text, and I'm not sure how you were able to send a text. What do you do for people?
We do property reports, phone number lookups, driving records, different type of reports.
Okay. I'm not going to give you any personal information because I just don't do that, but I did look up my personal property around 2:30 this afternoon, and I believe the message indicated that there is a $1 charge for such information. And I wanted to see the information, so I did approve the $1 charge, and I did give my credit card number, which I should not have done. I have, in the meantime, received a call from my credit card company, and there's an $18.95 charge for that information. Is that what you normally charge?
Yes, the charge is a dollar deposit, but it's $18.95 for 19 reports for 12 months.
Okay, well, I didn't want that, and it was done in error, and I'd like you to just credit me because I probably misread what it said, because a dollar is all the information was worth, but I have reported it to the Visa people as a fraudulent activity, and I know they're going to follow up on it. So I think it would be in your best interest to remove that charge from my credit card so that there's no repercussion.
I can't remove anything because I don't have an account for you, sir.
Well, somebody does. You know, I gave someone my credit card number, and I shouldn't have. And you all have charged me $19 for a piece of information on my own property, information that I probably knew. I think I did it out of curiosity. But a dollar is all I thought the charge was. So why don't you connect me with someone in your department that I can speak to? Because this...
I can't transfer you without any account, sir. You have to provide information.
What information?
You need the email address or the last four digits of the credit card number that was charged.
Well, the credit card was 3784.
And what's your last name?
INTRO.
I have it pulled up at propertyrecord.com. Yes, it was a dollar deposit, but it's $18.95 for 19 reports for 12 months.
I don't need that.
Okay. Have you already disputed with your bank?
I have, yes.
Okay. Per your request, I can only cancel out the account right away to prevent any further charges. Since you have disputed with your bank, you have to let them take care of that charge, sir. Because we cannot issue two refunds if they're already going to refund it.
Okay. There will be no more charges on my account?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you a confirmation number.
Yeah.
Confirmation number is 347. 3551.
And name of your company is?
PropertyRecord.com.
Record. And to whom am I speaking?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay.
Okay, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's fine.
Thank you for calling PropertyRecord.com. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.